USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are growing indications the release of three Americans held in North Korea may happen soon. Member of the president's legal team and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani suggesting it could be just hours away.
We got Kim Jong-un impressed enough to be releasing three prisoners today.
He spoke on Fox and Friends while the president tweeted, "Stay tuned," this morning after reports came yesterday the three men had been moved from a labor camp to a hotel near Pyongyang. Given the strides made with North Korea relations, some Republican lawmakers want President Trump to get the Nobel Peace Prize, 18 GOP House members sending a letter to the Nobel Committee recommending Trump for the award. A National Day of Prayer event's underway at the White House, where President Trump's hosting guests, including members of a Texas church, where more than two dozen people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Nine people confirmed dead after a military plane crash near Savannah, Georgia, yesterday afternoon. A Georgia Air Guard spokesman saying it's still too soon to say what happened.
There's actually a team from Charleston Air Force Base that is here that's conducting this investigation as we speak.
That C-130 cargo plane crashing yesterday afternoon on Highway 21, a main artery in Savannah to Springfield and Shawnee. It was carrying members of the Puerto Rico National Guard to an Air Force base in Tucson, Arizona. A six-day teacher strike in the state of Arizona may be coming to an end. Governor Doug Ducey signed a K-12 education portion of the Arizona state budget just a short time ago this morning. After the state Senate and House pulled an all-nighter to discuss that budget plan, he calls it a victory for education. Teachers statewide have been on strike demanding higher education funding and wages. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Michigan State University lawyer says the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal involved MSU student-athletes but did not violate NCAA rules. The attorney, Mike Glazier, telling the NCAA the university is not trying to sidestep the issue it faces, and said if MSU had any reason to believe that Nassar's criminal conduct violated college athletic rules, it would accept responsibility. Glazier says an internal investigation did not find any rules violations, even with the former sports doctor's abhorrent criminal conduct. A man is now facing charges for allegedly trying to blackmail comedian Kevin Hart. Authorities say 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson is jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail and is being ordered not to have any sort of contact with the comedian. Jackson accused of attempting to get a payment last year in return for not publicizing a videotape of the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. At the time, Hart went public saying he had made a bad error in judgment, but he said he would not give in to extortion. And Tesla says it will announce the location of its new SUV factory by the end of this year. Elon Musk, the CEO, saying yesterday Tesla's current plants are crazy packed with no additional space left for production. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.